Hello and welcome to another episode of the Iron Jazz 777 podcast. There isn't too much news. I do have some big comic book news though, so stick around for that. But wrestling wise, there isn't too much other than a few rumors. So yeah, I guess I'll get right into it then. Okay, I'm going to start off with the wrestling. Again, there isn't really too much. Either New Day or Sheamus and Cesaro, aka The Bar, they're going to fight Bludgeon Brothers, Harper and Rowan, for the tag titles, or SmackDown tag titles, at SummerSlam. Other than that, there hasn't really been too many developments. See, Joe Styles, I can't remember if I said that on the last episode or not. Kind of forgetting what all I said on the last episode and what I didn't. I think I mentioned Joe and Styles, but I just can't remember. Let's see. Oh, this I'm fairly mad about. It was the one-on-one match, Carmella and Becky Lynch. You know, SmackDown Women's Championship, I was just like, yeah, Becky's finally going to win the title. Well, they bloody ruined it. I know bloody is British, but I just watch too much British TV shows and YouTube, so yeah. Anyway, so it turned it into a triple threat. Now I know it's Charlotte, person got added. I mean, yeah, she's not bad, but I mean, really? She comes back, instantly gets put in a title match. I mean, come on. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you have Becky Lynch, who, one of the most underrated women on the roster, arguably in WWE. I know there's probably, like, a few in NXT. I'm forgetting, but that's why I'm saying arguably. Well, Bayley, she's pretty underrated, too. But I think Becky is far more underrated. I mean, even when she was in NXT, she could have been champ, but no, she wasn't. But, I mean, she's great on the mic, not great. But she's good on the mic, great in the ring. You can't say that. Or, you can say that. She is great in the ring. She can put on good matches. But, I mean, it's just Charlotte, you know, kind of, they're falling back on Flair, you know, like, well, this might not be too good, so, like, Charlotte's basically the safety net in this match, and I really hope she doesn't win. I mean, not that she's not bad, it's just, how many times are we going to see this? I mean, really? I mean, she's a Flair, so Let me just ask this question. I hope this does not go too far, but if Charlotte was not a Flair, still had all of her talent, still had all the mic skills, slightly different character, would she have won as many titles as she did? Would she be as popular as she is? Now, there's something you gotta consider. How much of her success, in my opinion, quite a bit of her success has come from her last name. Don't get me wrong, she's still good in the ring, still good on the mic, a lot better as a heel, just like her father. But, I mean, it's just, really? I mean, I'm trying to think of a good example here. Charlotte. Let's see, Rose, no, Orton, he, yeah, Orton, he exceeded his father quite a bit, actually. Man, I'm trying to think of somebody, and I just can't. Usos, no, they passed Rikishi by a long shot. But, yeah, really the only example I can think of right now is Charlotte. I'm sure there's another one. There's got to be at least one in WWE. I mean, well, you know, in the independents, you know, I got Cody Rhodes. But that's more of his... I mean, he was good, but, I mean, it's just WWE never really pulled the trigger on him. Man, I'm trying to think of another one. Yeah, this is really annoying. Yeah, there's got to be at least another one that's had, like, same level of success as Charlotte, but, I mean, quite a bit of that came from the last name. Yeah, I just can't think of any. I'm sure if there's somebody listening to this, they'll think of somebody. But, yeah, I mean, it's just... You know, it's just kind of like they're taking away her abilities and all that. And like, oh, she's a flair. Yeah, cheer for her. You know, she wins titles. Just like her father. I mean, she's kind of... I kind of hate to say this, but it is somewhat true. She's just living in her father's shadow. You know, it's... Again, I kind of hate to say it, and if you think about it, it's fairly, not fairly, but it's somewhat true. You could argue that she's gone over her father's shadow, but in reality, she really hasn't. I mean, Ric Flair is considered to be one of the best ever. I mean, arguably, you know, when you think of, like, top people, wrestling, obviously, even though he wasn't a great wrestler, Hogan has to be on that list. I mean, he just got so much popularity, not as much as Bruno, who also would be on that list. Savage, Flair, as in Ric Flair, would be on that list as well. Then, you know, the other people, obviously, you got Undertaker, you know, list kind of goes, there's at least 10 that could be on that list, anyway, but, I mean, he's considered to be one of the best. Charlotte is considered to be the best women's wrestler, but, I mean, again, it's just, they're just pushing her. I mean, she's the female Roman Reigns, I'm gonna say it, she, right now, even though she was heel, which they're not going to do with Roman, unfortunately. Well, they might. They might, because he's just getting beat so much, they might actually pull the trigger on it, just to kind of save him a little bit. But, I mean, right now, it's not really in the foreseeable future. But with Charlotte, I mean, they're both basically, in WWE's eyes, the top of their divisions. They're the ones that keep getting the titles. They're the ones that keep getting these big spots on the card. I mean, you have so many other people who should be put into that spotlight, and they're not. I mean, look how long it took Becky Lynch. It was, like, she started on SmackDown. Last title match was in 2016. 2016, December 2016, that has been almost 2 years, a little over a year and a half, since she had a title match. As good as she is, not having a title match for that long, it's absurd. I mean, yeah, she's getting a title match at SummerSlam, but now, you know, Charlotte getting the spotlight once again, it's just utter madness. Oh, I know I'm ranting, but I feel like it needs... I'm sure it's being said somewhere else, but, I mean, I haven't heard it. So, I feel like I just need to say it. I mean, credit to Charlotte, she is good. But, again, it just comes down to WWE just pushing the crap out of her, because she's the safety net, she's the Flair, she's going to be popular. Because everybody knows Ric Flair, so you have his daughter, who's still good in the ring, good on the mic, all that stuff, but at the same time, if you get rid of that part and make Charlotte her own person instead of living in her father's shadow, she could be so much better. I mean, look at the Usos. I mean, Rikishi's sons. But when you watch them, you don't think, oh, that's Rikishi's kid. You think, wow, what a great match. I mean, most of the time. You know, like, oh, they're so good. You know? Or Orton, you know? You don't think, oh, Bob Orton's son is coming out here. You don't really think that. You tend to think, okay, when's he going to hit the RKO? When's he going to do the crazy thing? Now, though, you think, what the heck is he going to do to Jeff Hardy? What brutal thing is he going to do next? Which I really like about Orton right now. They kind of ruined it this week on SmackDown. Kind of, but not by much. It was still good. Don't get me wrong, it was still good. But, like, the attack from 2 weeks ago, it's still great. I mean, it's brutal. It's hard to watch. That's what they need to do more of. I mean, okay, the apron DDTs, rope hung DDTs, whatever you want to call it. The spike DDT, actually. I'm pretty sure it's the official name. But, I mean, that, as many times as he did it, I mean, that's kind of a brutal move. Especially from the apron, you know. Oof. Still wasn't as brutal as 2 weeks ago. But, I mean, he did what he needed to. He sent a message to Hardy. Sent a message. Did what he needed to. Wasn't as good as I would have liked. But, again, did what he needed to. It was good enough. But, yeah. Again, but when Charlotte, this is coming, like, I'm not sure if you guys feel the same way on it or not, but most of the time, when I watch a Charlotte match, and when it's just kind of, she's gonna win, isn't she? I mean, she's a Flair. That's what I think, and I should not be thinking that. I should be thinking, oh, well, she's pretty good in the ring. You know, I mean, she has the talent. Or when I listen to one of her promos, oh, that's a pretty good promo. I should not be thinking, oh, she's a Flair. Here we go again. I should not be thinking that. And that is the mistake WWE is making. Again, look at the use. I mean, Goldust. I mean, he's not a great example. But he has managed to separate himself so far from the Rhodes family. Like, wrestling-wise, he's still pretty much a Rhodes member. Like, family member. Of course, when he doesn't have the face paint on, you know, he'll have a tribute to Dusty, you know, Dusty Rhodes. What a legend, by the way. But yeah, Goldust, he's still, when you watch him, you think, or at least now, this is just my opinion, or at least I think, you know, I'm a legend, you know, probably a good legend, very weird character, but I hardly ever think, oh, Dusty Rhodes' son, you know, WCW, if you watch him there, Dustin Rhodes, then yeah, but I mean, he, with the Goldust character, he has managed to separate that part of his life, like, wrestling-wise, that part from his character so much, you hardly ever think, except when, you know, they introduced him as, like, Dustin Rhodes, or he tributes to Dusty, something like that, and you're reminded. But, other than that, I mean, just looking once at him, you look once at Dusty, then at Goldust, you would not think Goldust is the son of Dusty Rhodes. I mean, of course, he is, all that stuff. I mean, he did such a good job, or they did such a good job with his gimmick. You know, separated himself from the Rhodes name. It did what it needed to, okay? Now, if they, I'm not saying do a female Goldust, but if they could do something like that for Charlotte, I think that could do her a world of good. But anyway, enough of that. I mean, that's, wow, about 15 minutes going on for that topic. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit more. Brock Lesnar. Oh, boy. He's in a world of trouble. Roman's going at SummerSlam. I'm just saying right now, he's most likely going to win. I mean, you have Brock F5 angle. I mean, that was great. He just had Corbin stand there. Absolutely. I loved that segment so much. I mean, he had the S-tray between Brock and Angle, which I like. And then he just had Corbin stand there. He's just like, oh, he's at 5-ing Angle. I mean, that was great. You know, Corbin just got out of the ring. You know, great move, I think, on that part. Had Brock F5 Angle, the GM of Raw. It sent the message, or displayed the message that I needed to. You know, Brock Lesnar doesn't care about management. Cares about the paycheck. You know, you have 5 to Angle. That was great. But the part that I don't like is Brock choking Heyman. I did not like that part. Because, I mean, those two are just so great together. You know, Brock, he's not that great in the mic. Heyman is. You know, you have Heyman be Brock's voice. It works so well. Now I'm going to split them up. I mean, okay, yeah, Brock's probably going to go off to UFC. As much as I kind of hate that to happen, but it probably will. I am a Brock Lesnar fan, but it's just, really? I mean, now you have Heyman most likely turn on Brock for the choking, and now Heyman probably gonna either leave WWE, like take a break, or he's gonna be Reigns' manager, which I would not hate. Because Roman Reigns needs a manager. I mean, he is not that good on the mic. He's kind of a little bit better. A little bit. But, I mean, it's still probably not the level that WWE would like it to be. It's definitely not the level that it should be. Promo-wise. But, I mean, he's still pretty good in the ring. I mean, he desperately needs to turn heel so bad. So yeah, basically all I can remember, new WWE developments, you know, involving SummerSlam and that. One last thing. The Revival, now in the title picture, Raw Tag Titles. I'm a huge fan of this. Yeah, Revival, ever since they got injured, they haven't really bounced back. Now they're starting to a little bit, but, you know, they're starting to get back into where they should be, which, you know, Revival, great tag team. So, yeah, pretty big fan of that. But, yeah, so, now on, I think I mentioned Evolution. I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah, I think I did. Just in case I didn't, you know, pretty big. I'm kind of in between, because here's the thing. I really don't like how they keep advertising it, like shoving it down our throats. Like, oh, women getting their own pay-per-view. I mean, that's basically what they're doing. I mean, I'm all for that. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for an all-women's pay-per-view. thing is, okay, they're including NXT, which was the right move, but I don't think they, they have enough people to make up a card, but I'm pretty sure they advertised over 50 women, which I'm not sure they're going to be able to do. I mean, yeah, they have NXT, but if this is going to be their standard, like, kind of WWE pay-per-view, you know, 7 matches, then a pre-show match, then I kind of, they're going to have quite a few multi-women matches if they're advertising over 50 people. But, I mean, you know, for the most part, I'm in favor of it. Just, would WWE, would you please, like they're listening to this, would you please stop advertising it so much? Again, it's this being force fed this down our throats. It's just, it's like, really? Oh, man. But, I mean, I'm kind of interested to see what the matchups are going to be. Overall, I'm fairly excited for it, so I'm sure I'll be doing a podcast episode or two about it. Sorry, closer to time. Last bit of wrestling stuff I'm going to do is a rumor. It's been very heavily, so where it's got some steam behind it, though. So while it is still a rumor, it's still, they're kind of showing that this is probably going to happen. Of course, since being a rumor, it might not. But The Rock might be making a return to WWE, and he might fight Elias. Man, I want to see that so bad. The Rock versus Elias. Not sure how good of a match it would be, but, I mean, just that match itself, Rock, Elias, I want to see that so much. Like, I think I want to see the build-up more than the actual match, because the build-up would just be incredible. The mic skills The Rock has, and that Elias has, it would just be great. Of course, The Rock saying in a recent interview, you know, he would like to return. I think he called out Elias. I think he did. Then, of course, Elias mentioning it on Raw. You know, it's kind of looking like this is going to happen. Which, you know, I'm curious to see if this is actually going to happen. Curious to see where it goes in that. Yeah, that's it for the wrestling. Comics, it's going to be mainly spoilers, so if you don't want to listen to that, you know, this is divided into segments, so. Yeah, if you don't, like I said, mainly spoilers, so. If you don't want to listen to it, then that's fine. But if you do, just warning you right now, spoilers. Okay, it's going to be the comics part. I only have, like, 2 things right now. 2 pieces of news, they're both spoilers. So, yeah, if you don't want to listen, perfectly fine. Just don't listen. Don't continue. Again, both spoilers. So, since both spoilers, doesn't really matter which one I start with. I'll go for the one that's kind of less of a spoiler, DC, on their Teen Titans Go movie. Stan Lee made a cameo. I'm just gonna let that sink in. Stan Lee appeared in a DC movie. What? From what I saw, the Titans were, they got in Hollywood, and then DC, and they're there. Stanley said, "Oh, wait, this is a DC movie," and he ran. But, I mean, just the fact that he was in the movie is huge. I mean, Stan Lee, one of the, probably the biggest name in Marvel, in appearance in direct competition, like in a direct competition's movie, that is just huge. I haven't seen the movie yet. I saw like an article on it and that, but it's just wow. I never thought that that would happen in a million years, and Stan Lee would be dead in within the first 100. I hate to say it, but he's getting up there, so. Plus, he's almost 100 years old, so I don't think he could live for another 100. But, anyway. With that morbid thought, but still, he was in a DC movie. I mean, that just blows my mind. Anyway, so on that note, with Marvel, Infinity Wars number 1, the comic came out. Obviously, you know, had part with Thanos dying. I mentioned that on another episode. He had the whole thing with Loki, or actually, that might have been pre-Infinity War. But the person that killed Thanos, actually, she decapitated him. Turned out to be Gamora. Yeah, Gamora killed Thanos. Just wow. No idea what to even think of this. I mean, of course, he had the history there, but I think, you know, it was a surprise, but I think it would have been cool to see, like, I hate to say this, but like a B level character in Marvel, or maybe even C-level, like, somebody that you don't think about all that much. I mean, like Nebula, you know, trying to think, it was a woman, so, just trying to think of some of the other women that you don't really think about too much in Marvel. We got Black Widow, Scarlet Witch, they're pretty, thought of. Gamora, I'm sure there's some, no, not Squirrel Girl, I'm sure there's a few others, but, I mean, okay, it was Gamora, great story. It was a little bit of a missed opportunity there, though. I mean, they could have made it, like, even more shocking, like, whoa, this person killed Thanos? You know, or, you know, could have introduced a new character altogether, but, you know, I'm kind of curious to see where it goes, where the story goes. Of course, this segment isn't nearly as long as the wrestling, and they hardly ever are, because there's, wrestling news happens a lot faster, I think, in my opinion, and there's quite a bit more of it, whereas comic news, I see like one or two a week, you know, so, anyway, except for the comic section, didn't really give too many opinions on the news, because I'm still kind of shocked on both of them, like both news pieces. I'm still a little bit shocked, so that's why I haven't really given too many opinions. I'm still trying to process it all. So, yeah, that's been it for the comic section. Okay, now I'm in the wrap up. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast episode. If you want any more updates on that, can go to the Twitter page, channel Twitter page. It's at RNGI777. As I said before, I'm not really going to be doing advertising on the podcast episodes. I mean, I'll do, like, the Twitter page and that, or YouTube channel, you know, you can go get that, subscribe. But, yeah, I'm not really going to do too much advertising on the podcast. But with my YouTube videos now, I am going to be a little bit selective in advertising, so it'll be kind of like a cycle, sort of. Like a random cycle, almost. Like, okay, I'll pick, okay, for example, Damn Comics, for example. And I'll be like, okay, either Elite Edge or Damn Donuts, you know, then whichever one's left, yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to be a little bit more selective with it. I know I kind of, before I went pretty long with the advertising and that, so. I expect a YouTube video shortly. Probably like Friday night. I know it's a little bit long, but you know, you have the podcast episode to hold you over. So yeah, I know I said didn't really do too much advertising on here. I'm just gonna do a quick shout out. Ultimate Gamer 17. He used to be on the channel and all that, but now decided to go off on his own for a little bit. Things aren't working out the way he had hoped or, I think, expected. So, I'm sure you'd appreciate it if you check out his channel, maybe watch a video or two. I'm sure you'd appreciate it. He also started a podcast. I mean, I could make a joke, but I'm not going to. So, you know. I know I said a lot, but just trying to, I'm kind of doing this on the fly here, so, I mean, give me a little bit of credit. So, yeah, if you get, I'm not asking you guys to subscribe, although that would just go a long way with him. But, I mean, check out the channel, maybe watch a video or two. He would really appreciate it. Anyway, that's been it for this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Oh, let me know on Twitter. Like, you know, you can DM me or comment on a video, something like that. If you want to see a change to the theme song, I'll start off with Back in Black. I thought that would be pretty good. You know, but I'm not sure. I don't know, do you guys want to see something else? I mean, I could do something else. Like, do another theme song. You know, change it up a little bit. So, let me know on that. Other than that, that's been it. Again, thank you guys for listening. I guess I'll see you next time.